Hey, welcome back, everybody. It's time once again for another episode of Driven by Design. The one show, maybe the only show, that shows you the future of car design. One conversation at a time with the man. He seems to know everybody. Today he's going to show us, prove that to us. Brian Thompson, welcome, sir.
Howdy. Good afternoon, everybody. Oh my gosh, I'm really excited about today's show. We have a dear friend of mine, a super talent, Gina Kim. Gina Kim, some of you are watching me going, wait a minute, I know that face. She's been in my living room. She's been on the Oscars. She's been in it. Gina is a very, very established and amazing news reporter. She does cover the Oscars quite often. You will again, Gina. But today, what I'm excited to introduce you about is your new company called Nico. New, growing. Which creates these amazing seat covers for, are you ready, moms? Moms with kids who need to put their stuff somewhere. So without further ado, welcome Gina to the show.
Thank you very much, Brian. I can't believe our years of friendship leads to something like this. I'm honored to be here.
My grandpa would say, I'm just proud to be here. Me too, honey.
I sure am.
Yeah, Gina, tell me. So, you know, one of the cool things about, like, this is kind of funny, right? Because you're the reporter. You're the one that's really, but we're flipping it around on you today. So we're putting you on this side of the camera so you can see how it feels.
I know. Now I know what people go through when I do
this. When they're getting ready. Yeah. Well, you have such a great talent and energy, and you always are. What I love about the way you report is you feature people's stories through a very respectful but genuine and careful way of telling people's stories. And I think that that translates into your new venture with what you're doing. So please tell us a bit about Nico. Tell us the inspiration for it. And what is it? Tell us about these seat covers.
Well, so Brian, I don't know if you remember one of the you know, past few times that we met was when I came to you shortly after I became a mom.
Yes.
For an idea, because I was like, Brian, I need help designing this. And it wasn't the car seat covers, but it was inspired by my trials and tribulations as a mom, right? Yes. I don't know if you recall, but it was a diaper changing pad that had like a rainbow kind of thing over the belly area. Because when I was changing my son, Nico, who's now 7, when I was changing his diapers, you know, the moment they're able to like turn their bodies around, you get poo and pee everywhere. And so I wanted like a rainbow to lock in his torso.
Yeah. It's where a whole pride.
We could like strap him in, but also maybe give him like a place for an iPad or an iPhone to go so that the rainbow, he's watching the rainbow, watching the iPhone in the, you know, 5 minutes that it takes for me to change his super poopy diapers. Anyway, that never went anywhere because I found out something like that already existed. But when he was about 2-3 years old, we were going through some potty training accidents. It would literally be, and all the moms out there and dads can identify with this. You're driving on the freeway. He's doing really good with potty training. So you decide you don't need diapers that day. He's in his, you know, shorts or whatever.
Yeah.
And you're on the freeway and he goes, Mommy, I gotta go. And from that moment, you don't know whether you have 5 minutes or 30 seconds to exit the freeway and find a bush.
The clock is ticking, but you don't know how fast.
Exactly. Yeah. So there were a couple of times when I was like, can you hold it? And then he's like, I'm sorry, Mommy. You know, you exit the freeway and the seat is soaked from top to bottom, right? Yeah. And so you're just like, okay. I looked for a solution to this. There's also beach days where he's just covered in wet sand all over.
Sand and popsicle.
Oh, yeah. Ice cream. And yeah, like you just want to switch some towels or something under his butt, but you can't. Why? And you know this, 5-point harness.
Exactly.
Right? For children. And so you can't squish anything in there because it has to somehow work with the harnesses.
They squish it in, but it all squishes out.
That's right. You push it in, pushes out. Plus, yeah. It's uncomfortable. Plus, it's probably not safe, you know.
Right.
So I looked online. Nothing. No solutions. It's the most mind-boggling to me still that mm-hmm. there aren't any, like, really good viable solutions. There is one company out of Spain that makes something like this. But I needed something that had holes for the cup holders, right? Because on my child's car seat, there were cup holders on both sides.
Right.
And I also needed a waterproof bottom. Because guess what? When you spill drinks or you pee, all of it pools to the bottom, right under the butt. And I couldn't find anything with those features. And moms always need pockets, right? Done with my banana, trying to give it to you while you're going 80. Yeah, you're like, no, just wait. You know
how you eat it.
Mic drop, you know, they drop whatever
Mike
it is.
Mic drop. Boom.
So I was like, I need pockets, I need waterproof bottom, I need cup holder openings. No car seat cover had that.
Isn't that amazing? Wow.
Right.
Yeah.
I know. And then, you know, what moms and dads always do is they just take off and wash the car seat cover themselves, the one that came with Graco or Britax or whatever. But here's the thing. It is so complicated. You have to videotape yourself taking the car seat cover off because right. there's all these rubber bands, elastics, hooks, you know, snaps. And you have to remember how to put it back together.
And it's like a transformer. Or, you know, if you go back far enough, I'm a little older than you, but in the 80s, we have footage of my little brother just laying on the floor of the car because that was just where he ended up. You know, it's a different world now.
But. Yeah, of course. Yeah, we didn't have car seats when you and I were growing up. We just sat on the back of a pickup, right?
Yes.
On the 405, we're just in the back of the pickup.
Hold on. Black hot metal. 100 degrees out, it's okay, kid. You just hang on back there.
Exactly. Or, you know, at most, we had a lap belt, you know, in the back of this, whatever, station wagon.
What I love about yours is it has a beautiful sense of design. And I'm going to edit in pictures of this so people will see as we're doing this. But you have a sense of design, and they have taken off. They really have. You're available on Amazon now, right?
Yep. We're selling like hotcakes on Amazon. We're Amazon's choice for children's car seat covers and liners. As far as the design is concerned, I started with the seamstress because I honestly didn't know how to get this made. I knew where the holes needed to be and I knew what I wanted, but I didn't know how to make it myself. So evolved from a seamstress making very crude models to me using my Korean connections to get in with the manufacturers here in Los Angeles. They're all Korean, you know? And so there was one guy, Dan from My Dyer in Long Beach, who just took me under his wing. And he's like, I'm just going to make these for you. So I worked with his designers, get this the prototype made, and then eventually to market. But yeah, I was very specific. I said, I need the cup holders to be in a universal location, the cup holder openings, because people have cup holders everywhere in children's car seats. There's 250 different types of children's car seats out there.
It's like you're trying to accommodate all of them.
I had to be universal.
You know, and what you're really talking about is market research is what you did. That's one of the things I think. So one of the main points of this podcast is talking about how people get inspired to create something that's like an aha moment. And that's what I love about your story is that, like, you use your years of basically watching and interviewing people, right? Because that's research, learning about what people do, and then applying that to your own life when you had a baby. And then now, boom, your aha moment struck. And can you talk a bit about, like, just because the product is so cool, and I definitely want people to find it through this. More, but talk about that moment of aha when you're like, see little Nico in the Nico for the first time. And you're like, it's working. Like, tell me a bit about that.
It was the coolest thing ever. And I also have to say that in February, so a little you and I are interviewing in April. So about 2 months ago, I got awarded a utility patent by USPTO.
Yes,
that's right. And anybody who's an inventor out there knows that utility patents are extremely difficult to get. Yes. So I'm very proud of that. So that was one of the pivotal moments was in February when I got the official U.S. patented inventor title that I was able to assume.
Well, and that's so important to do, Gina, as well, for people who are watching this that want to create something, because it is so easy in today's world to, especially if you do put something up online, people can copy it just like that. And what you've done, because you're smart, is that you protected yourself and your idea. I don't know why I pointed to my mouth. My brain should be up here. You're the smart one. I'm just the host.
Yes, but that. And then also, I, you know, eventually would like to do some licensing deals, right? Maybe a Graco or a Britax would be interested in partnering with me. And then now you get royalties and such and so forth. So yeah, yes, intellectual property and protecting it is extremely important. But I would say when the first shipment arrived from China, which is where I currently get my products manufactured, and I saw it and it was in the package and it had the branding and it looked like something that could be on a shelf at Target, I was like, oh my gosh.
It's real.
It's here. Yeah.
The baby. Yeah. It's a neat feeling when you create something. It doesn't matter what it is, if it's a book or a song or you know, my paintings. That moment when you see something you've done, it's like, it's just like a, oh, I did something to contribute to this planet. You know, and like, and what's really nice in your case is the more moms that know about this, the more this is such a, oh my gosh, I need this kind of thing as soon as you see it, how it actually works. I'm going to include a link directly to the Amazon spot to buy it. But if people, is there a social media account that you have, or is there some place that you like to direct people to your company, or what's the best way to find you?
Yeah. So actually, Amazon is great. You can buy it on Amazon, but if you buy it on my website, there are discounts. So Nico, carseatcovers.com, or I think NicoCarseatCover.com. If you go there, you'll be able to purchase it directly with some discounts. And I would say the final thing that I really like to encourage anybody out there with an idea, because we all have ideas. Mm-hmm. If it's a good enough idea, simmer on it. Simmer on it for about a year. If at the end of that year, it's still a good idea, go for it.
That sounds like relationship advice too. When he pops the question, Simmer on it.
If you still good a year later, go for it.
Oh my gosh, Gina. Well, I'm really excited. Nico, carseatcover.com. Nico is N-I-K-O.
Yep.
For everybody watching, I will include a link in there. Gina, thank you so much for sharing this. It's really cool to see your second career grow. And everybody, please stay tuned this year for the Oscars, right? You're going to be hosting.
Also, I'm going to be red carpet reporting.
That's what I mean, red carpet reporting. Ooh, I can't wait to find out what you're wearing.
And it's a different time this year, right? Very small crowds. It's very different this year. Everybody's going to be masked.
Okay.
Very, very small crowds.
You should do a little mask with like your actual beautiful mouth on it, so that people are like, oh, there she is. I know her.
I know. You better make one for me.
Start getting one right up.
Thank you so much, Gina.
It's a real pleasure. I love seeing you. I love your energy. And I really, I wish you the best with this product. I know it's going to keep growing.
Thank you, honey. Look forward to seeing you.
Yes.
And there you have it. Another reason why you should stop by. Check out Driven by Design. Right here in Orange County's only community radio station, OC Talk Radio.net.